Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd.
Well, our latest Road to Rural Prosperity features Steve Thompson. He's the Senior Director for Public Policy at Oklahoma Farm Bureau. He sat down with host Ron Hayes to discuss the decision by the General Farm Organization to oppose State Question 805 in the upcoming November general election.
Their concern, really, from an agricultural and rural landowner standpoint, had to do with crimes such as cattle theft, equipment, other things on your property, types of burglary that we all too often see repeat offenders.
Mm-hmm.
And what State Question 805 would do would take away the opportunity to have enhanced sentences for folks who commit those crimes and are convicted multiple times. If I got caught stealing your cattle five times, all five times, I would have to be treated by the courts as if it was my first offense. I'm certain that there's some good intentions and probably some aspects of it in there that would accomplish a reasonable purpose, but it was constructed in such a way that caught a wide variety of offenses that frankly, our membership had established policy that would seek stricter penalties for those folks that commit those kind of crimes. The arson, the theft, like I said, both livestock, equipment, timber in southeastern Oklahoma, a number of things that our members, that landowners, that ag producers across the state have had to deal with way too often, frequently. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you see the same folks again and again and again. And this would really be a way to weaken the punishment for those that commit those crimes. And there's a number of other issues it affects, but from a Farm Bureau perspective, that's the aspect that we were the most concerned about.
To hear more from Steve Thompson on the latest Road to Rural Prosperity, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the most recent farm income forecast from USDA in early September provided an update on 2020 farm income projections, as well as the first estimates of state-level financial conditions in 2019. Farm cash receipts are forecast to hit a 10-year low in 2020. In 2019, gross farm income from selling crops and livestock, federal support, and other income combined was estimated at around $432 billion, rising 2% from the prior year. However, that was down $52 billion from the record high in 2013. At the state level, farm income was the highest in California at $54 billion. After California, farm income was the highest in parts of the Western Corn Belt and Texas. Those areas have high concentrations of feed grain, oilseed, and cotton production, as well as livestock feeding operations. Farm income in Iowa rose 4% in 2019 to almost $32 billion. Similar to gross cash receipts, net farm income was highest in the Western Corn Belt and the Southwest states. Ad hoc disaster assistance in 2019 totaled $22.4 billion. That's up 64% from the previous year. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,800 head will be on offer, 4,100 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 12,600 wean calves, and more. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.